hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "You would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days? Save yourself if you are the Son of God, and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests and the scribes and elders mocked him and said, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Matthew 27, verses 39 to 43. Jesus spoke to St. Faustina as he speaks to us, saying, "My pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering. Do good to those who hate you." St. Faustina's response to strengthen us: "Oh my Jesus, you know what efforts are needed to live sincerely and unaffected with those from whom our nature flees, or with those who deliberately or not have made us suffer. Humanly speaking, this is impossible. At such times, more than at others, I try to discover the Lord Jesus in such a person, and for the same Jesus, I do everything for such people. O purest love, rule in all your plenitude in my heart, and help me to do your will most faithfully. Christ Jesus, by your most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Glory and praise to your passion forever." Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. John 19:33-40. Jesus spoke to St. Faustina as he does to us: "All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation." St. Faustina's response: "Then I saw the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross. When he had hung on it for a while, I saw a multitude of souls crucified like him. Then I saw a second multitude of souls and a third. The second multitude were not nailed to their crosses, but were holding them firmly in their hands. The third were neither nailed to their crosses nor holding them firmly in their hands, but were dragging their crosses behind them and were discontent." Jesus said, "Do you see these souls? Those who are like me in the pain and contempt they suffer will be like me also in glory. And those who resemble me less in pain and contempt will also be less resemblance to me, will also bear less resemblance to me in glory." Faustina's response to strengthen us: "Jesus, my Savior, hide me in the depth of your heart, that fortified by your grace, I may be able to resemble you in the love of the cross and have a share in your glory. Christ Jesus, by your most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Glory and praise to your passion forever."
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Our Lady spoke, as it's represented here in this milestone, on October 13th, 1917.
Não ofendem mais a Deus Nosso Senhor, que já está muito ofendido.
Don't offend anymore our Lord God, who is already so much offended. The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. The centurion who witnessed what had happened glorified God and said, "This man was innocent beyond doubt." When all the people who had gathered for this spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances stood at a distance, including the women who had followed him from Galilee and saw these events. Luke 23, verses 47 to 49. Jesus says, "Most dear to me is the soul that strongly believes in my goodness and has complete trust in me. I heap my confidence upon it and give it all it asks." St. Faustina's response, "I fly to your mercy, compassionate God, who alone are good. Although my misery is great and my offenses are many, I trust in your mercy because you are the God of mercy. And from time immemorial, it has never been heard of, nor do heaven or earth remember that a soul trusting in your mercy has been disappointed. Merciful Jesus, daily increase my trust in your mercy, that always and everywhere I may give witness to your boundless goodness and love. Christ Jesus, by your most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Glory and praise to your passion forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the sepulcher. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, Jesus is placed in the sepulcher. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. They took the body of Jesus and bound it with burial cloths along with the spices, according to the Jewish burial custom. Now in the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been buried. So they laid Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation day, for the tomb was close by. John 19, verses 38 to 42. Jesus, to St. Faustina, echoes to us, "But child, you are not yet in your homeland, so go, fortified by my grace, and fight for my kingdom in human souls. Fight as a king's child would, and remember that the days of your exile will pass quickly, and with them the possibility of earning merit for heaven. I expect from you, my child, a great number of souls who will glorify my mercy for all eternity." St. Faustina's response to strengthen us. "Every soul you have entrusted to me, Jesus, I will try to aid with prayer and sacrifice so that your grace can work in them. O great lover of souls, my Jesus, I thank you for this immense confidence with which you have deigned to place souls in our care. Grant, merciful Lord, that not even one of those souls which you have entrusted to me be lost. Christ Jesus, by thy most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Glory and praise to your passion forever. Amen. Save us, O Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Alleluia, alleluia, resuscito. Alleluia, hermano, bendito Dio, el que resucitó. Resucitó, resucitó, aleluya, 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 resucitó.
Let us pray. My Jesus, my only hope, I thank you for this book which you opened to the eyes of my soul. This book is your passion, undertaken out of love for me. From this book, I learn how to love God and souls. This book contains inexhaustible treasures. O Jesus, Yeshua, how few souls understand you in your martyrdom of love. Happy the soul that has come to understand the love of the heart of Jesus. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. O God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. May the blessing of Almighty God, may the Lord God of hosts of heavenly armies shine the light of his face upon you, to fill your heart with the fire of the living flame of his love, that you may be surrounded with the overshadowing power of his Spirit, the victory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God come upon you, and especially upon all your loved ones, family, and friends, living and deceased, all those who have come before you, all family members who will come after you, that your family tree, united to the tree of the cross, may be blessed, and every curse may be replaced with new graces. In Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Amen.